Okay, so we're going to do meditation on Padmasambhava. First, you know, try to find a position that you can stay in for a while. For me, it always helps very much to go a bit to the left and the right till you really found your central channel, you know, your spine is straight. This is always the most important thing. You can hold your hands on your knees, but you can also hold your right on your left, palms upwards, thumbs together in your lap. You sit like this, make sure there's always a little bit of space between your arms and your body. Just take a few deep breaths and really try to arrive here in this room. Breathe in deeply, breathe out deeply. Maybe you have a lot of things on your mind. Just try to leave it all behind for now. Simple, just a person sitting on a cushion, on a chair, in this room, and especially at this moment. Really try to arrive here, in the current moment. And it really helps if we get away from this thoughts that we constantly are having by focusing on the body and sensations in your body. So just observe, how does your body feel at this moment? Is it calm, relaxed, or is there still some tension? Focus on your heart. See if you can feel your heartbeat. Your attention and focus, you move upwards to the left side of your face. Really zoom in to the left side of your face. Become aware of the energy over there, the sensations. Switch to the right side of your face. Do the same thing. What's the energy like over there? Go to the top of your head, your crown chakra. How does it feel at that particular spot? To the back of your head. Your neck. Focus on your upper back and lower back. If you have a little pain somewhere, simply try to observe it without judging. Let your attention go to your shoulders. Arms. Zoom into your hands and fingers. Really feel the warmth in your hands and the energy in your hands. Contact with your lap or your knees. If you're really focused, you can maybe even feel your heart beating in your hands. See if you can feel that. focus on your stomach and belly. How does your belly feel at this moment? Is it warm or cold, full, empty? Just observe it. What's the energy like in your belly right now? Focus on your lower body. Become aware of how you sit. Contact with the cushion or the chair. Support it. And your upper legs. Lower legs. And your feet and your toes. Feel the contact with the floor or the cushion. Just check if your body is completely calm, completely relaxed. If there's still some tension, try to calm it. And then we awaken a positive motivation for this meditation. It could be, for example, I'm sitting down in meditation to develop my consciousness and to gain control over my mind so I can help myself and other beings with all the obstacles on the path. And it's so important to also awaken a positive motivation for today. Beautiful drawings that you're working on. Beautiful Buddhas. Because if you have your attention clear, it's so good, you know? So think of, why did you come here? What would you like to experience? What would you like to learn? Think of all the beautiful Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, all the big masters that guide us along our spiritual path, especially Padmasambhava this weekend. If you're used to taking refuge, you can do it now. I'll do it one time in Tibetan, two times in English. Sangye chedang tsaki chep nam la jung chu badu dagni kyap su chi dagi jin sagi pesanam ki drolap and si sangye drupar shok. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain a state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain the state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. And then we just think of the amazing qualities of Padmasambhava and what it would be like if these qualities be a realization within ourselves. What would it be like if our mind was awakened like Padmasambhava's mind, full of deep wisdom, great bliss, true compassion, clarity, enormous courage, and absolutely fearless? What would that be like? visualize a beautiful, bright blue sky around you. Think of your favorite color, blue. Fill the sky with it. And you're sitting in the midst of it. And in front of you, about one arm length away, out of emptiness, suddenly beautiful lotus flower appears. It's a 100,000 petaled lotus flower. Really try to visualize it very vividly, very three-dimensional, like a hologram, just as the rest of the image. It's a very fresh lotus flower, just comes out of the water, still has dew drops on the petals. And what color does your lotus flower have? Maybe it's multicolored. The lotus petals are slowly moving in the wind. It's a very vivid image. In the heart of this beautiful lotus, there are two flat, round cushions. One, a golden, representing the sun, and a white one, representing the moon, symbolizing wisdom and compassion. And then on top of these cushions appears the amazing Padmasambhava. His legs fully crossed, youthful appearance. If you look at his face, you see he's got such a strong face with open eyes that are golden in color and pierce deeply into your mind. He wears a beautiful hat, the lotus hat, on his head. He's got long, dark blue, blue-black hair. Falls over his shoulders. And he wears three robes. A royal blue robe. A monastic robe. It's red-orange in color. And then a dark red brocade cape around it, made from the finest materials. He wears golden armlets and footlets and bracelets and necklaces, earrings. His right hand he holds in front of his heart. And in it he holds a golden vajra. His left hand rests in his lap, holding a skull cup containing a golden vase filled with blissful nectar. His left arm he also holds the katvanga, the sacred trident staff, representing his divine companion Yeshetsogyal, and with this the embodiment of unity, of bliss and emptiness. Such a strong image in front of you. This beautiful Padmasambhava on the lotus. And he's surrounded by many rainbows that radiate out in all directions. Really try to visualize this very, very strongly in front of you. In front of him, recite the 7-line prayer. Hum, in the northwest of Odiana country, you can be found in the heart of a lotus flower, endowed with the most marvelous attainments. You are renowned as the lotus-born, surrounded by a retinue of many dakinis. I practice following your example. Please come forth and grant me your blessings. Guru Pema Siddhi Hum. Now if you look at Padmasambhava's beautiful face, you see that in the center of his forehead, suddenly the white syllable Om appears, clear like a crystal. And from this Om, Padmasambhava's forehead, white light rays are radiating out. They're radiating out in all directions, but especially they come towards you and penetrate the crown of your head, cleansing the defilements of the actions performed by the body and the channels of the body. So really try to feel and visualize this very vividly. It's white light rays coming to the crown of your head, entering your body through your crown. Really purifying. And herewith you obtain the blessings of the Vajra body. Next, on Padmasambhava's throat, the syllable Ah appears. Red, shining red like a ruby. And from this Ah, red light rays are radiating out, not only in all directions, but especially a great beam of red light is coming to your own throat, penetrating your throat and purifying all defilements and the karmas of speech and the wind energies. Really try to feel the warmth of this red light with which you obtain the blessings of the Vajra speech. So we get a white light rays penetrating your head, the red light rays your throat. And then when we focus on Padmasambhava's heart, you see that his heart opens and a beautiful blue syllable Hum appears. And from this Hum in Padmasambhava's heart, beautiful blue light rays are radiating out, not only in all directions, but especially coming to your own heart, penetrating your own heart. And herewith, purifying all the defilements of the karmas of mind and its thoughts and emotions. So herewith, you obtain the blessings of the Vajra mind. So really strongly feel this living presence of Padmasambhava in front of you. If you want, you can see him as your spiritual guide. If you want, you can make a request from your heart to help you on your own spiritual path. Maybe you're having some obstacles, you can ask him to help you. Also to help you to receive all the realizations on the path to enlightenment. So if you want, you can make your own request to Padmasambhava in front of you. While in a moment we'll recite Padmasambhava's mantra, you keep on concentrating on the white Om, Padmasambhava's head spreading out his white light to the top of your head, the red Ah on his throat spreading the red light to your throat chakra, and the blue Hum in his heart spreading out blue light rays to your heart. And when we recite a mantra, really let these three lights white, red and blue. Penetrate your body, go inside. With each mantra, these lights get stronger and stronger. Om Aum Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Hum. 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 So take the mantra inside while you focus on the feeling and the visualization. Guru Padma Siddhi Hum. Om Guru Padma Siddhi Hum. Vasha Guru Padma Siddhi Hum Om Ah Hum Vasha Guru Padma Siddhi Hum Om Ah Hum Vasha Guru Padma Siddhi Really feel strongly these colored lights in your chakras. If you go back to Padmasambhava in front of you, strong white light coming from his forehead, still there, just as the red light from his throat, the blue light from his heart, they're still connected to your own crown chakra, throat chakra, and heart chakra. And now you see that this great master in front of you slowly dissolves into emptiness, very slowly he dissolves in the empty space in front of you, with the white, red and blue light in your own chakras stay where they are. Your own actions performed by body, speech and mind have gained the strength from Padmasambhava's holy body, speech and mind. It gives a very blissful, very spacious experience, feeling. To end the meditation, we dedicate the merit that we generated through this meditation. You can make a personal personal dedication, maybe for yourself or for somebody who needs it, somebody who's ill, for example. You can also make general dedication to the welfare of all sentient beings, including yourself. You do your personal dedication and I'll end with a dedication prayer. Geva di nyuru da glama sangye druku nye drova chikung malupa kyo ki salag pa shok jang chup sam chok rinpoche ma ke pa nam ge gyu ji ke pa nyam pa me pa jang gung ne gung du pel ba shok. To the merits of this virtuous meditation, may quickly attain the enlightened state of Padmasambhava and lead all living beings without exception into his enlightened state. May the precious bodhicitta mind that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen never diminish but increase more and more. Om. Now just take your own time to slowly come out of the meditation. Maybe by first moving your body a little, stretching your arms, and slowly opening your eyes.